So, what's your boat, everyone? What's your boat? You can see what my one is. This lovely kayak. I don't know what you're thinking about is your favorite boat. Mine's a kayak. It's really good on the sea, this one. It's short and stubby, and it's really quite stable. Now, I'm wondering whether you're thinking about your boat, whether you're thinking, oh no, mine's got a sail, Mari, or mine's got a really big motor, I'm just gonna cruise along. I want you to think about your boat, because we've just heard about the story of getting out of the boat. So just take a moment to think, what is your boat? Metaphorically, perhaps. It's sure been a year of storms. And I think the beginning of this passage, where Jesus says, he made the disciples get in the boat. He made them get in the boat. So it's clear, and I think those of us, as we've gone through 2020, realize that as followers of Jesus, we are not immune to being affected by the storms, by a pandemic. Whatever's going on, we are part of that. But really, if you think about the boat, it's where you're safe, it's where you're feeling secure, and it's where you're comfortable. And it's what John Ortberg calls being a boat potato that we need to worry about, where we stay in our boat and we don't move from it at all. We just watch from the comfort of our security what's going on around us. And he says, don't become a boat potato. You can see where I'm coming from, the couch potato. See, if we want to be in control, and we all do like to be in control of our lives, we think, let's just stay. I'm quite happy. I'm going to be here and I'll get through it. I'll just get through it. I'll batten down the hatches. And it's a reaction to our fear at times. And sometimes that fear stops us doing anything. And perhaps for someone here today, leaving the boat will be the hardest thing that you do this autumn. But then let's look at the call. I love Peter in the Bible. He is a real sort of jump right in, open his mouth, get involved, and then he thinks, oh, I didn't think that through, did I? He gets a bad press for being too impulsive, for opening his mouth before he thinks. But if you look in the story, you'll see that Peter hears Jesus' voice and he doesn't immediately jump in. If you have a look, he checks first. He says, Lord, is it you? Is it you? It's a really important detail that Matthew includes that, because it's only when Jesus says, come, that Peter moves. So actually, what we see is Peter is really obedient. He's obedient. It's extreme discipleship. The passage continues, then Peter got down. Then he got down. Interestingly, if you think about your life and my life, Peter didn't say, oh, I'm just going to have a think about that, Lord. I just need to pray that through. I just need a bit more time. It's not very sensible to get down. I haven't got the right kit on. Let's be honest. Sometimes we use prayer to procrastinate. And, you know, Jesus, he loves us so much, he doesn't want to nag us. So the come, each time we don't come, he gets a bit quieter. Come, come. And then he says, I'm not even going to say come anymore because Mari never listens. She never does it. Come. Don't let that command of come, that invitation, come, to dwindle. You see, Jesus wasn't in the boat with the boat potatoes. He was actually calling Peter out, calling them out. We need to watch out that our procrastination, our prevarication, our prayerful pondering doesn't mean that we miss out on Jesus calling us, come. So we come to the walking on the water. Wow. You know what we learn through this part of the story is how do we grow? Peter had to get down out of the boat. Can you imagine it? He's there and he's thinking, okay, it is Jesus. He's calling me, come, and now I've actually got to get down. And I can just sort of hear what's going through his mind. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I'm going to do it. And he gets down and he's thinking, oh, guess what? I went down. I got out. Oh, letting go of the side, that was the hardest part I've ever done. Oh, I thought I would die, but guess what? Guess what? I'm doing what Jesus is doing. I know, it's actually working. I'm not walking any differently, but yet someone, something, someone's holding me up. I'm beginning to get it. It's true, he's the one. I don't think things will ever be the same again. I don't see how I could ever settle for being in that boat again. I'm actually doing it. And he had this amazing experience of his fear turning into something of utter bewilderment and amazement. Wow. See, God uses challenges to help us trust him. I feel a little bit like I'm stepping out of the boat this autumn because I've got this privilege of coming to join with you in the way you're serving the community in Merstham, how you're serving God. And it's that a new step. And there is that sort of fear and trepidation of, oh, another change. And many of us go into the autumn with, oh, there's another change ahead. But actually, as we take that step, we realize that we're not on our own. There's a lovely quote, a little anecdote from one of C.S. Lewis's stories through the Narnia books. And in his Prince Caspian, one of the children comes upon Aslan. And Aslan is the Christ figure of the Narnia stories. And after a prolonged absence, one of the children says, "Ooh, Aslan, you're bigger," she says. "Ooh, that's because you're older, little one," answered he. "Not because you are older, Aslan?" "Oh, no, I'm not. Every year you grow, you will find me bigger." Every year that we grow in faith, we find that Jesus is bigger. You'll be pleased to know today I'm not going to take time to look at the role of the wind in the story, the crying out in fear, Peter sinking. Suffice to say that, of course, as we follow our journey of faith, there will be problems and challenges and setbacks and opposition and obstacles. Peter began to sink in the water. But here's the question, did Peter fail? I think there were other failures in the boat, the boat potatoes. They failed quietly. They failed privately. Their failure wasn't noticed. It wasn't observed. Their failure wasn't uncriticized. Only Peter knew what it was like because he was in public feeling a failure. But you know what Peter also found out? He had the glory of walking on the water. He knew what it was like to be empowered by God to do something that he could never do. And he had that glory of being lifted up. Jesus was absolutely adequate to save him. They had that shared moment, and that trust was unique. You see, failure isn't an event. It's a judgment about an event. Because you can switch your thinking. We don't fail. We are given opportunities to get it right next time. It's all about how you look at things. Okay, so I want to think about how big is our Jesus as we go into this different season. How big is he? It's amazing, in the middle of this passage, we're reminded of who Jesus is. Verse 27, Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." Jesus is not identifying himself like, "Yoo-hoo, it's me, I'm over here." He's saying, it's a revelation. I am God. I am is in the midst of their suffering. Other translations say, I am who I am. I am the most powerful, fully competent, all-knowing, ever-present God. What happens then when we wake up in the morning if we live with a small God? Our Jesus says, take courage. Take courage. Some of us live in a constant state of fear and anxiety because everything depends on us. No, this is what helps us, helps the people of Marsden if they knew. I am is with us when we wake up in the morning. Take courage, I am. Interesting that this story, you may have realized this, this story is recorded on the third watch of the night. So this means it was happening between 3 and 6 in the morning. So these people had been out, these seasoned professional fishermen had been out in the sea all through the night. They had been in fear of that they would be capsized for hours. Jesus didn't turn up just as soon as they needed him. It's the third watch of the night. And some of you might be thinking, I've had a conversation along the lines of this. Oh, life in my boat is so tough. If only you knew what it's been like for the last 6 months. I've been struggling. I can't cope in my boat, let alone think of getting out of it. I'm well and truly trapped, Lord. Well, Jesus comes to you today and he says, I am who I am. You can trust in me. He wants you to know that this morning, that he is with you. The story ends with worship, and I was so moved, Phil, by your lockdown song. And sometimes we let Jesus down, but we want to come back to him in worship, because that's where this story ends. Those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, truly you are the Son of God. You see, whatever the next step is for us this autumn, as a church community together, or in our families, if we are to consider our next step, we start with worship. It builds our courage. It builds our faith. We recognize how big Jesus is. We need to worship. I like the author, Eugene Peterson, he wrote The Message, and he describes worship as the strategy by which we interrupt our preoccupation with ourselves and attend to the presence of God. Worship takes us out of the me and thinks about the he. I am who I am. Yes. So Eugene Peterson describes worship as this: the strategy by which we interrupt our preoccupation with ourselves and attend to the presence of God. And we need to worship. God reveals himself in this story, so we need to enjoy his Bible, our Bible, his word for us. We can reflect on what God has done and respond in worship, and our understanding of God grows. Sometimes it'll be that when you're getting out of the boat, taking that next step, that you see Jesus and you see God is much bigger than you ever imagined. So church, be confident. We are in the competent hands of a Jesus who reaches out and saves us. He is calling us, come, take the next step. I believe this is a season of challenge for us, but we will grow. There is something, someone inside us all who tells us there's more life than sitting in a boat. Let's not miss out. Amen. Amen. I wondered if in response we could just hear a verse and a chorus of the lockdown song, Phil, just as we reflect on what is God saying to us as a church community today, as we think about this new season. Are we going to get out of the boat? And if we are struggling with that because we have had such a tricky, difficult time, then be comforted. The one who is I am is with you and will not let you down. Thank you, Phil.